You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath is scheduled to meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He may also meet BJP President JP Nadda. He will present a report on his government's COVID response, vaccination drive and development record. He met Union Home Minister Amit Shah in Delhi on Thursday. Adityanath's meeting with Shah came amid reports of dissidence in the BJP INUP, which goes to the polls next year. The party, which hopes to return to power in the state, was attacked by opposition leaders and even some party lawmakers for its handling of the second wave of infections. American biotech company Moderna has said it was asking the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for an emergency use authorization for its COVID-19 vaccine to be given to teens. Early results from a trial of 3,712 to 17-year-olds found that the two-dose regimen was highly effective. Moderna has made similar requests to the European and Canadian regulators. The FDA authorized the use of the Pfizer vaccine for children aged 12 to 15 years old in May. The southwest monsoon has picked up pace and swept across nearly half of the country 6 days ahead of schedule, the India Meteorological Department. Experts indicated it could cover the entire nation about a fortnight before its normal date of July 8 under favorable conditions. A low-pressure area in the Bay of Bengal is likely to hasten the progress of the monsoon, experts say. The earliest the monsoon has covered the entire country in the past is June 16, 2013, 9 years ago. In 2020, the monsoon covered the entire country only by June 26. Typically, the monsoon covers all of India by the end of the first week of July. Myanmar's military junta has formally charged Aung San Suu Kyi and other officials with corruption. It is one of the most serious of the 7 cases against the civilian leader since her detention during the February coup. The Anti-Corruption Commission alleges it found Suu Kyi had illegally accepted $600,000 as well as gold from the former Yangon region chief minister. She was found guilty of committing corruption using her rank, it said. Senior government officials face a maximum of 15 years in prison if convicted on corruption charges. Retail sales of automobiles across categories plunged for the second straight month in May, industry data showed. It came as coronavirus cases exploded and states went into lockdowns to contain the second wave of the pandemic. Showroom sales of passenger vehicles plunged 59% last month compared with April to 85,733 units, data released by the Federation of Automobile Dealers Associations, FADA, showed. The auto industry came under pressure from the first week of April when Maharashtra imposed strict lockdown measures. Delhi, Haryana, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and others followed suit. Maruti Suzuki India Limited, Hero Moto Corp Limited, Hyundai Motor India Limited and others either stopped production or reduced output significantly.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.